I'm going to just start that over, everybody. Sorry about that. Welcome, everyone, to Namgyo Kensur Geshe Wandok Live Zoom Chen Rezig Tibetan Buddhist Center. Today, Rinpoche will be explaining a couple of stanzas of The Source of All My Good, Lama Tsongkhapa Zhuntun Shijerma. Let's begin with the introductory prayers, the Sutra of the Heart of Transcendent Knowledge. Thus have I heard, once the Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha at Vulture Peak Mountain together with a great gathering of the Sangha of monks and a great gathering Sangha of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One entered the Samadhi that expresses the Dharma called profound illumination. And at the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, while practicing the profound Prajnaparamita, saw in this way, he saw the five skandhas to be empty of nature. Then, the Buddha, Venerable Shariputta, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son or daughter of noble family train who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita, addressed in this way, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita, should see in this way, seeing the five skandhas be empty of nature, form is emptiness also is form, emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. Thus, Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness, there are no characteristics, there is no birth and no cessation, there is purity, no purity, there is no decrease, no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no touch, no dharmas, no eye dhatu, up to no mind dhatu, no dhatu of dharmas, no mind conscious dhatu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance, up to no old age and death, no end of old age and death, no... no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no attainment, they value by means of Prajnaparamita, since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awaken to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, mantra of Prajnaparamita, the great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering, should be known as truth and no deception. The Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way, Te Ata Om. Thus, Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, trained in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good, good, O son of noble family, thus it is, O son of noble family, thus it is, O... thus it is, one should practice profound Prajnaparamita just as you have taught, and all the Tathagatas were rejoiced. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly in the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and Gandharvas rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas high, wrap the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready, a shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide. Oh. I send forth this jewel mandala to you, precious Guru. Hear them, Guru Rana Mandala Gamni Radhayami. Yadan Jaye Yanam La Yanjo Badu Dani Yazu Ji Dagi Chinye Ji Bed. Nji Jala Benji Zanji Jubajo. Yadan Jaye Yanam La Chanjo Bado Dani Yazo Ji Dagi Jinye Ji Be Sanan Ji Jala Benji Zanji Jubasho Yadan Zanji Yara La Chanjo Bado Dani Yazo Ji Dagi Jinye Ji Be Sanan Ji Jala Benji Zanji Jubasho. May those prayers be heard by John Zervas. Okay, Rinpoche. Chang Atsu Yun Tenchi Jerma Des Chi. John Zervas and Molan Jarona, then got to the one, the Sanlo Darona, the Abu Gitchi She. The reason that we are making aspirations for John Zervas, Ted's father passed away, and we are all making prayers for his speedy rebirth into the best possible position to become enlightened. So Rinpoche is called Goa Khamsen and has the 300 monks making prayers for that purpose. And we've also gotten contact with Jamyan Choling Ani Nunnery to also engage in prayers. So if we could, as a community, also say prayers, we obviously know how important Ted has been for making this entire experience possible. So if we could also, just in a gesture of gratitude and thanks, do this for his family, it would be very nice. Okay, so we left off with the source of all my good. And I believe okay, so we left off right around the stanza, "Bless me to perceive." The last stanza we did, we'll go back to. So let me just read through what we've gone through. So the source of all my good is my kind Lama, my Lord. Bless me first to see that taking myself to him in the proper way is the very root of the path, and grant me then to serve and follow him or her with all my strength and reverence. So here we see guru devotion, the reliance upon a teacher, the necessity of a teacher at the very beginning to be able to be taught so one can understand and learn the information properly. And then it gets into the topics of what is a qualified teacher? Who should we put our spiritual monopoly in the hands of? Because right now we have this human basis and an opportunity. Why would we want to waste it with wrong view? So that's why this section gets into analyzing the teacher amidst the points of guru devotion. And then if we want to know about guru devotion, we look at Arishura's 50 verses on guru devotion, and we can see that guru devotion isn't just blind devotion. It's devotion to that which is the Buddha truth. and that which is being taught. If there's something that is not in concordance with that, we can explain that we can't follow through with those practices and say why. So it's not blind devotion when we hear this word guru devotion. It's not just losing all of our own brain and just following someone blindly. It's checking someone very thoroughly in a very non-blind way and then following them based on the information that's in the Dharma and using a mirror to make sure that the information that you're being given and that's going into your spiritual monopoly is actually accurate. So it's really important that you investigate the teacher. So you've seen the story of Atisha and Silimpa. We're not going to get into that, but it's very important when you rely upon a guru that you've checked that guru and you make sure they're qualified and they're a qualified being to rely on. The reason that we go for refuge to the Buddha is the Buddha is qualified. In the same qualified to help us become Buddhas. In the same way, we need a teacher who's qualified to help us become Buddhas. And that means that he or she has to teach the path accurately. So the next stanza is, bless me first to realize that the life of leisure, excellent life of leisure, I found just this once is ever so hard to find and ever so valuable. Grant me then to wish and never stop to wish that I could take its essence night and day. We get into the 8 leisures and 10 opportunities. The leisures are about what we don't have. And the a lot of the leisures and opportunities are about the things that we don't have. We aren't in hell. We aren't hungry ghosts. We aren't animals. We aren't long life gods that don't care. We don't have circumstances that won't allow us to practice. So you can look into what these 8 leisures and 10 opportunities are. Rinpoche has taught them many times. My body and the life in it are fleeting as the bubbles and the sea froth of a wave. Bless me first to recall the death that will destroy me soon. So here we have the teaching on death and impermanence, that death is certain. We don't know when it'll come. And the only thing that can help us is Dharma. And help me then to find sheer knowledge that after I've done the things I've done, white or black, and what those deeds will bring to me, follow always close behind as certain as my shadow. Then we have karma and its results. Grant me then to ever be careful to stop the slightest wrongs, the many wrongs we do, and trying to carry out instead the many, each and every good of the many that we may. Now that we understand karma, virtue leads to happiness, non-virtue leads to suffering. May we engage in virtue because we want to have happiness and ultimately achieve Buddhahood, which relies on virtue. Bless me to perceive all that's wrong with the seemingly good things of this life. I can never get enough of them. They cannot be trusted. They are the door to every pain I have. Grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. So we see that the things of this life are fleeting. We have the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and pervasive compounded suffering, no matter where we are in cyclic existence. So once we recognize that, we want to be free from all of that. And the way that we do that is through a path. So that is here, the striving for the happiness of freedom is desiring to definitely emerge from cyclic existence. Okay, the lesson. Nanda sampa dehi dampa yi. Okay, so let's go to this next stanza. Very interesting. So grant that these pure thoughts may lead me to be watchful and to recall what I should be doing. Grant me to give the greatest care to make the vows of morality the essence of my practice. They are the root of Buddhist teachings. So once I have this desire to definitely emerge, so it says, grant me then to strive instead for the happiness of freedom. Striving for the happiness of freedom, striving to definitely emerge from cyclic existence is renunciation. So with this thought to emerge from cyclic existence, may this thought lead me to be mindful so that I can keep my vows, because in order to become liberated, I must keep my vows because they are the root of Buddhist teachings. Ethics are the root of Buddhist teachings. Shena Zelbudu Rinpoche, Ngama Denge Tomason, the Nanda Sampa, the Nejong, Nejong La Dene Tsuchin Sa, Gangin Sena Tsuchin Matsana, Tarpa Jomare, the Sanjay, the Sawa, Bay Apudu, Ngama Denge de Tomason. Then, Jani Sitsosh.
Oh, she's a man, you know, and a ton and a word you could say. Shall you say you know what she's a law?
She's in a big car, then that's the Juju Menga don't.
Okay.
Okay, then they don't got it. The Jani Sitsosh.
Jani says a long chasing door. Man, you know, rani kol ko di war ten ajin do kan lo ti bares
less
so
so here the next stanza I have slipped and fallen into the sea of this suffering life bless me to see that every living being everyone my own mother has fallen into grant me then to practice the wish for enlightenment to take on myself the task of freeing them all so in dependence upon the realization that you yourself are in a suffering life, that you have the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death. All of these sufferings you realize you have, and you want to be free from them. Then you recognize that all sentient beings who are your mothers have the same condition, the same problem, the same horrible state that you are trapped in, like a jail, they are also trapped in. So this desire to definitely emerge then turns into love, compassion, the extraordinary attitude, and this idea to free all sentient beings from suffering. And then the only way that you can do that is to become a Buddha. So here we arrive at the point where we start to discuss the 7-point cause and effect for realizing the mind that aspires to enlightenment. Then the Senchen Tamshe Marshepa, Jin Denba, Jin Zoa, Yongi Shamba, the Yabdue. So then we arrive at the topic that all sentient beings are our mothers. We remember their kindness. We wish to repay their kindness. We have love through the force of attraction. And then we have this great compassion that arises in an extraordinary attitude, and then bodhicitta. So how is this related? So you recognize that you have to emerge because you are suffering in a state of confusion, ignorance, hatred, attachment, and all of these things that lead to more suffering in the future. So you recognize you are in this cycle. And then you start to recognize that all sentient beings are my mother also. And we look how kind they've been to me. And you remember that kindness and you wish, how could I repay that kindness? Repaying that kindness would look like giving them happiness and freeing them from suffering. So then you say, oh, because I love these people being so much, because they've been so kind to me, I wish them to have happiness and the causes of happiness. And because they've been so kind to me, I wish them to have be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. So you see how wishing them to have happiness is generating this love through the force of the attraction that you have to them as being so kind to you. And then you arrive at great compassion because you want them to be free from suffering. And then once you arrive at this idea of wishing that they be free from suffering, you say, I take on myself the task of freeing them all. That's the extraordinary attitude that actually comes before the wish for enlightenment. The extraordinary attitude causes you to become a bodhisattva because you say, I can't free them all. I'm handicapped by because I have the obstructions to omniscience and I have the afflictive obstructions, I'm handicapped. I can't free them all because I don't know how to. So then may I become a Buddha. So that's, if you look at the steps, how you would meditate through those steps in a very summarized way of the 7-point cause and effect that was passed down from Lord Atisha. So we see the different lineages. We see this lineage of instruction is called the extensive deeds lineage. This instruction was a very open instruction that was passed down from the Jetsun Shamba, then the Tishe Leson, the Juje Megadon. Yeah. And then the more secret instructions were the equalizing, exchanging self with others practices, which were sent down through the profound view lineage, which were much more secretive. And they were passed down from Manjushri to Nagarjuna, the Jambeyan to the Lodru. And then you have the tantric lineage, the lineage of blessings, which is a different lineage of altogether. So you have these three lineages and the 7-point cause and effect instruction for realizing the mind that aspires to enlightenment would be found in the extensive deeds lineage. Now, within this, we would say that it's implicitly implied the so you would also find the teachings of equalizing, exchanging self with others in Tonglen, which we'll get into in another time, and we have gotten into many other times. So let's end there, a couple stanzas, and let's see if we have any questions. Truat Don Lanja. Any word when Rinpoche will get the vaccine? We actually had a couple of false starts. Now we know exactly what to do. Davida had us sign up and we thought that we were all set. And then we just very recently found out, no, we had another meeting. We've had a couple of false starts, but now we were all set. So yes, we don't have a date yet, but we will tomorrow. So thank you for asking. It's definitely on our minds big time. And we both need to get it too, because Rinpoche won't be able to do his dialysis if I were to get sick or Lori to get sick. So we're really trying to figure out that other step, because the cat, it's a tricky situation. Good morning. Would you please discuss Sa Lung Tiko and how mind of mental consciousness depends or arises on this sudden cycle physical system? Rinpoche, that Sa Lung Tile drops. Okay. So the channels wins and drops. So I will see if Rinpoche will openly talk about this. Good morning, Rinpoche. Would you please discuss channels wins and drops and how mind or consciousness depends or arises on this subtle system? The Rinpoche Ngatsu Sen Dan Yiji Namba Sheba the Sa Lun Tile. The Jawa Yurube. Then Jawa Garje. This Sheba Lung La Dene. So, independence upon the channels, winds, and drops, consciousness arises. So, this is what Rinpoche is just saying in Tibetan. So, then the depends. The Kandre Jegudu, Garshene, the Sam Kandre, that's Dudu Shetuna.
So, no, then was Sheba Jumoyabuna, Melikua Jugua, and Dabris.
So, it's very similar, Rinpoche said. If you say that the way that the mind arises from these factors of the channels, winds, and drops is very similar to the way that a smoke arises from fire. It's just a dependent result of those things coming together. Then the lung, gare the pechuche, gare the sem lung gare dengu. Garshin, the sem lung gala. So the mind itself is together with the wind. So the mind, the consciousness itself travels and mounted on the wind. Then a tile, the dakpar yurube, sem, sheba, tile, dakpar yurube. Dakpar, then that sa dakpar yure, the sem sa drogudu. Sem sa yurube, sem sa drodu, drotugdu, sa. So the channels are what the mind that sa sem drogudu. Long yamdu. So the mind, the consciousness rides on the wind through the channels. So the consciousness rides on the wind through the channels with an ever-present presence of these drops. David. The tele mena ngatsu shigudu. Ngatsu yuna tele yubicha. So one, there's these drops are ever present. So anyway, more get you shade this one. I made a typo. It should be rides on this system. Sorry. It actually, it arises from it in the way that Rinpoche just said, the way that smoke arises from fire. So it's interesting that that typo rises on this subtle psyche. It actually does. It arises from the way that, you know, independent origination type things. You know, when we look at, you know, you put chocolate and milk together and you then have chocolate milk, you put these channels and wind and drops together, and then you have this arisal of consciousness. The consciousness depends on this. What does one say to rape victims with regard to karma? It's considered very unskillful, and, well, obviously, to say the victim caused herself to be raped through her own actions. Is there a different way to talk about it? How does the rapist play in the karmic dynamics? I mean, the way someone would be murdered would be the same way. You know, you would never talk to a murderer's family and say it was their fault. That's a very, very subtle understanding that most of the world doesn't adhere to and understand. So you would just have compassion and teach to scope. And that's why it's really important that unless you are a scholar of Buddhism, you do not represent Buddhism and try to use it for psychology on someone. Because Buddhism requires the skillful means that's taught in all of those great texts that these teachers have analyzed over and over and over again. So they would know what to say from a Buddhist perspective to somebody who was in that very unfortunate circumstance, whether they needed to hear that it was karma or they needed to hear that it was someone else's fault. Only someone with skillful means that knows the person who they're talking to and what would really be best for them based on what their understanding of the world is and their understanding from a scholastic standpoint of every single one of those scriptures that are to be applied at that moment of answer. So that moment of answer isn't just some, oh, well, what should we say to them? You should have compassion and listen. Unless you have some greater understanding of the Dharma that will help them in another way. So Rinpoche, the hold on, where's my phone? The Mekashe, the Pomo, the Ransen Yomari, Mzamsha, the Ransen Yomari, the Zingdu, Jakar, the Mambo Yure. Then the Yuna, the Pomo, Gari Gichishe, the Gangasina, the Chan Leyin, Sem Chipu Yomari, Gangasina, the Mekanga Nampa Yomari. Then the Kon, the Dunya Mambo Yuna. The lapcha gare, gecha gare, the ne the con the nuken, the nuken, the gecha gare shegudu, gangasina the layin, then gecha lapcha gare yakshu, gangasina the con dunya yuna, then ah the chan layin, the sem chipu yomare, then lapcha yurbe. So Rinpoche said that, you know, maybe you could just say to do something simple, like some mantras to maybe calm their mind, to do the Tara mantra or the Medicine Buddha mantra. Then the Chan, the Keomar, Chan Leyin, Lana, Pemiomar, it's on San Yomaribe, Kong Dugya Mwa. So Rinpoche is just saying to do mantras. This is really difficult. Over the years, a lot of people have come to Rinpoche with very worldly, deep questions, and he's always said, "You know, you've got to use your own thinking." And I'm sorry to hear that. And he's cried with people, but I very rarely heard him say anything like applying some sort of Dharma lesson. Maybe with me, you know, students he's been with like side by side, but just people who he isn't really that close with, he always stays away from advice on worldly stuff. It's been my experience as a translator for him for over 20 years because of that fact that if you're not omniscient, you don't know the person well enough, you could harm them with your advice. So it's better just to kind of listen and maybe just have compassion and say, I understand, I'm so sorry to hear that happened. What can I do for you? Do you need something? Do you need food? Do you need a ride somewhere? If you look at what Nagarjuna said, that The bodhisattvas give their eyes, but we should probably start by giving vegetables. So start by giving the person vegetables instead of your eyes. How's Rinpoche's health? Rinpoche's health is great. We do peritoneal dialysis here at the house. Rinpoche does not go out for dialysis anymore. He's so grateful for that. And it's going well. His sugar's under control. His phosphorus is under control. His hemoglobin A1C3 shows that his sugar has been between 140 and 70 for 3 months. So yeah, we're happy. Everybody's good. Rinpoche is on only vegetarian diet now. He no longer eats meat. He hasn't eaten meat in probably, 6 months or so. He eats only 2 meals a day and eats a salad with every meal. So yeah, we're good. Neil, thank you for this precious teaching. Is refuge something one can have taken based on personal faith alone, or does it require the Jantra Dumba Guna, the Susur Sanlo Digribe Lamagu? Jantra Dumba. The Nga, the Jansu Dro, Sanjay Gandan, the Sanlo Dana, the Jantra Dumba Dandraj. Yine, the Dumba Ra Tuna Yakshu Chipa. So Rinpoche is saying it's very similar. If you have this intention, that is, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, that is very similar to a formal ceremony. You hear the stories of, many people who had a formal ceremonies who aren't Buddhists, and others who haven't, who are. And then the joke stories, people who just intellectualize these teachings and don't really put them into practice. There's a joke that says you can find Geshes that aren't Buddhists. So it's in your intention is very important based on that, right? So yeah. Okay, so I think we'll end there. Let's do the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. And thank you all so very much for attending. Rinpoche is always so happy to see that people are attending. Oh, wait, okay, here we go. Are dreadlocks the same as shaving head for renunciation? Rinpoche, you can have any kind of hair and have renunciation, Coleman. The shaving of the head is something that monks do as a community to not have a special identity. I would say shaving your head for the purpose of that. Let me tell a story. I had robes for a short period of time. I was trying it out. And I actually found that I got a lot more attention than I ever did in my life from, females and males, that it actually became like being famous. So the point of shaving the head and putting on robes in the East is to blend in. But when you stand out here, it becomes kind of like a celebrity status. So renunciation is a desire that comes from within, a desire to definitely emerge. You can have that desire with dreadlocks, with a shaved head, with hair down to your feet, purple, blue hair, and a mohawk, a Liberty Spike mohawk. Yeah, Adrian, I know you're watching. Little reference there. You can do it either way. So yeah, Rinpoche. The mekashe the dratalu nepajon da danda. And mekashe the Hindu the drajimbo then the minga hakomare the tarpa dan drabudu tarpa dan drabudu the chera jimbo the tarpa me napo kashe the tarpa dan drabu yure. Then the drabudu nepajon ja nepajon ja yomare sem nepajon. He said the mind. Rinpoche said the mind is what has renunciation, not your hair. All right, we're out. We're gonna do some concluding prayers. That was cool though. All right, concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. Nishu mo. Then a gemma may mambo donare in a tanda, natsu da, nishu mo. The mental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. Imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Ozandrapa to shine forever. I send forth this jeweled mandala to you, precious guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. In that pure land surrounded by snowy mountains, you are the source of all benefit and happiness. All powerful Avalokiteshvara, Tenzin Gyatso, may you stay until samsara's end. Pray for the long life of the precious Kensar Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Suji Rimchi Gutsi Shapi Denona. And just real quickly, we see in the scripture stories that show how important it is that the advice that's given is sound, where we see Shariputra, who is at this point a high realized being, depending on how you look at it, a foe destroyer, Arya, gives advice to an old man and says not to become ordained, and he becomes so depressed that he goes to try to kill himself. And then the Buddha shows up and says, why'd Shariputra say that? That doesn't make any sense. I know better than that. So just be careful to not think you know more than Shariputra or the Buddha, because Shariputra at that point was already an Arya, had seen emptiness directly, and his advice wasn't the right advice. So, and again, let's make sure that we dedicate our virtue in this class to all sentient beings, and in particular, so that the John Zervas has a very, very easy rebirth into a state that will become the best opportunity to become enlightened quickly. So we already have over 300 monks in Drepung Gokhamsan that have made these same types of prayers. Okay, thank you, everyone. Tanda hakome. See you later, everybody. Thank you.